We'll start today's show with an experiment in how to get around. Hailing a taxi in San Francisco can be nearly impossible if you're not downtown.
Taxi! Taxi!
I don't know why the cab won't stop.
Just leave it to me. Taxi!
Yes, even Muppets have trouble catching cabs on the street. Calling ahead isn't a guarantee either. Sometimes it just gets you a lot of this. So, of course, there's an app. Uber is trying to solve the problem by using GPS to match town cars and taxi cabs with people who need rides. The app figures out where you are, shows the cars near you, and then sends the first free one over. You pay with a credit card that's already on file, and the charge includes tip. The company launched its service in 23 cities around the world. It contracts with car companies and individual drivers and gives them free iPhones to run its software. But it doesn't go through the traditional licensing channels, and that's where it's running into trouble. Here in San Francisco, it's faced heated opposition, from taxi drivers who say they're being cheated out of fares to city officials worried about regulation and safety. Well, that got KALW's Isabel Angel curious. She wanted to start at the beginning, so she ventured out to a place where cabs are scarce, San Francisco's Outer Richmond neighborhood, and she tried to find a ride.
I pulled up the app, and this little map comes up and shows all these little cars that are in my area. Let's see, I'm going to get the regular black sedan, and I'm going to set my pickup location, and I'm going to request a pickup here. Oh, there I showed up on the side. It shows me a little icon of me on the sidewalk, waving for a taxi. There's a little icon of a black sedan jumping across my phone on Google Maps, coming towards a little icon of me. Hi, Isabel. Your Uber is arriving now. It was 8 minutes from the time I pulled out my phone to the time my Uber car showed up. Half an hour later, I arrived at the 16th and Mission BART station in style. $50 worth of style, actually. I got the email with a credit card charge a few minutes later. Now, I did take a town car instead of the cheaper yellow cab option. It was the closest car when I requested my ride. And we did hit some rush hour traffic. Still, that's a pretty big chunk of change for a drive through the city. But maybe the convenience is worth it. Uber's tens of thousands of San Francisco customers seem to think so. So I decided to repeat my ride. Same time, same corner. But this time, just calling a regular cab. So I searched on my phone, just taxi San Francisco, and I'm going to call the first number that came up. So here it goes. Okay, so I got some waiting music right now.
And I found myself sort of stumbling out of a karaoke place at 2 a.m. in Japantown and wanting to go home to the Mission.
2 years ago, Ilya Abazov found himself in a very similar situation to mine. He had just moved to San Francisco from New York, and it was late.
And my prospects were either to walk for half an hour or to seek alternatives because there were no taxi cabs around.
Uber got him home that night.
And I thought it was amazing.
So amazing that he applied for a job with the company and now is the general manager of Uber's SF operations. So clearly, he's a fan. But he says Uber fills a real need in the city.
There's a lot of excess demand for transportation that cabs can't fulfill.
In most cities, the taxi industry is heavily regulated. It's considered part of the transportation network. And San Francisco's no exception. Part of the reason Uber's so efficient is that it sets up shop first and asks official permission later, essentially skirting a lot of those regulations. The company's been expanding rapidly, though, and it's recently hit legal walls in several cities. Locally, two taxi drivers are suing. And last month, the California Public Utilities Commission slapped Uber with a $20,000 fine, calling its rule bending a matter of public safety.
We make sure that a San Francisco taxi driver has shown us a 10-year driving history.
City officials are concerned about safety as well. Christiana Hayashi is in charge of the taxi division at San Francisco's Municipal Transportation Agency, or MTA.
As well as a criminal background check to make sure that there's no crimes in their background that would make them dangerous when they were alone in a vehicle with somebody who is a paying passenger.
Uber says it's just a middleman, a tech company that helps people find cars, but not a car service itself. Still, Ilya Abazov says the startup does take safety seriously, and that it verifies whether all its drivers are licensed and have insurance.
We only work with people who satisfy those conditions, and we gather and track all of those documents, and we verify their compliance. So I think that's kind of the biggest misconception about Uber, is that we're kind of going rogue, but really we are working with entirely regulated entities.
MTA's Hayashi says she doesn't buy it.
All I have is somebody's assurance over an email, as opposed to we should be working together and coordinating and making sure that the people that they have are actually legitimately licensed.
While it's not yet clear how the legal cases will shake out, the idea of Uber, or something like it, seems to have taken hold.
That's one of the reasons I think Uber has been so popular, is that it's a very, very good idea.
San Francisco already has an app that helps people find available parking using data provided by the city. MTA's Hayashi says it's a model San Francisco is embracing.
I think that's the next step in making this technology opportunity really effective, to get all of the city's taxis in one sort of data stream that then private application developers can use in order to make taxi service more reliable.
In other words, to make all the city's cab information available to companies like Uber, but to keep control over what the information is and how it's used.
I've worked 25 years and put my daughter through college with this taxi drive.
Steve Webb is a cab driver in San Francisco. He shares some of the city's worries about Uber's safety, but he says his biggest problem with Uber is something he thinks will bring them down, the price.
I've had numerous people tell me, you know, that they were standing on a corner, they were very, very cold, there was four of them, and Uber charged them $60 for a $12 cab ride.
That sounded familiar. I asked Webb what he thought of my $50 ride from Ocean Beach to the Mission.
That would probably be a $14 meter.
I did my own calculations based on the cab fares listed on the MTA website, and taking traffic into account, it looks like that cab ride would have cost me more like $20 or $25. Unfortunately, I never got to test either calculation with a real ride because the cab I called from the Outer Richmond never showed up. And instead of forking over another $50 for an Uber car, this time I took the bus. In the Outer Richmond district of San Francisco, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.